Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Place you know it's funny all the time. Robotic guys, super nice, L.I.L. London Info Live.
Yeah, boy, that's right. It's time for London Improv Live. Good evening, good morrow, good day, whenever you might be listening to this. It's nice to have you. This is The Lil Show with me, your host, Talal Karkutables. And it's... it's our first recording back since the new year. I know you're listening to this a bit later, but let's not dwell on that. I was listening to some George Michael today and enjoying it thoroughly. Gosh, that man is a talent. Is always and forever. Like, I've always loved George Michael, but not in a way that I was like, you know, I've got his albums and I listen to them all the time. But when he died, I went back on my music streaming service and listened to pretty much every song he ever did. And I did the same when Bowie died. Prince, I did, but I've always been a big fan of Prince. I'm always listening to Prince anyway. But Bowie and George Michael, when they died, I'm sure I'm not alone. You go back and you start listening to their back catalogue, and I just had a moment of today. I was quite sad about his death, but then today I had a really nice moment where I was like, you know what? He's not dead. I'm listening to him now more than I ever have, and the whole world is listening to him now more than ever, and that's gonna have a big influence on music makers. And you're going to hear George Michael and David Bowie influencing music for the next decade quite heavily, probably. So it's like when such a well-loved talent dies, they actually get reborn in a way, and they get reintroduced to the world. And I found that quite profound and beautiful, and I'd like to bring in my musical expert and co-host Luke Valvona to share his thoughts on that topic. Hey, Luke.
I might want to turn
your mic on. Yes, been away, haven't I?
I was trying to tell you with my eyes.
You were nodding at me, and I was like, "Why isn't he talking?" And he was looking at the switchboard. Okay, yeah, it's not a switchboard, mixing board.
Mixing switchboard.
Yeah.
Come in, Australia. You're clear to land.
23 spittoon. I forgot this saying. Yes.
I've had the same song stuck in my head since Boxing Day.
Last Christmas. Okay. Oh, you're gonna.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. Yeah. This year, save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special.
Beautiful, and, Luke.
Yeah, it was as soon as I heard that George Michael was dead, I said, I bet it was yesterday that he died, because it was Boxing Day that I heard the news, yeah. And I bet it was a heart attack, and they turned out to be true.
Was it a heart attack?
I think it was heart failure of some sort, probably drug related, because he took.
Well, don't speculate.
He took an enormous amount of drugs.
Yeah,
one of my mates used to do video editing for George Michael for his concerts. And
whoa!
Yeah, and he'd. I don't know whether this is the sort of stuff stories we can say on a podcast, actually, but let's just say George Michael would give him a present at the end of it, and it wasn't his cock.
Oh.
It was a big bag of drugs.
Okay. It's bloody hell.
Like
his heart, you should have said. Wasn't his heart.
Okay. Yeah.
Gayness is an enigma to you, isn't it, Luke?
What?
Do you think gay people just walk around giving their cocks to people?
No, I just...
Do you understand what it means to be gay in 2017,
yeah,
Luke?
Yeah.
Yeah, what does it mean?
You go into public toilets,
yeah,
and you like they all spin round.
Yeah.
And it turns into a disco.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing to do with cocks.
Okay, yeah.
So get that out of your filthy mind.
I never mentioned gayness. I just said his present was not a cock.
Okay.
I could have meant a bird.
Oh, the bird, yeah.
Yeah. So that is your dirtiness. That came from your mind.
Would you rather eat a massive cow pat, one big cow turd, in one go, or have a bird poop in your mouth every morning when you wake up?
That's a question for the ages.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd go with the cow pat.
Would you?
Only have to do it once.
That's my sister's question. She came up with that question, and yeah, I've gave it the name the Syria conundrum.
Mm.
Whenever people come up to me and they go, "Hey, you're from Syria," I go, "Yeah," and they go, Why do they bother with this revolution? Weren't they better off before? You know, I know Bashar's an evil dictator and that.
Yeah.
You know, but weren't they better off? You know, right, better than this civil war and all this crap, yeah? And then my sister taught me that question. So I call it the Syria conundrum. Because it's like, yeah, well, yeah. So Bashar is a bird pooping in your mouth every single day.
Mm.
And it's a little poop, but it's there every day. And you're going to wake up with that taste. Whereas the revolution is eating a big cow shit. Whereas my analogy, I used to compare it to the Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
Because he has to climb out that pipe of crap at the end to get out of prison.
Yeah.
And it's like, I had to crawl through 2 miles of shit to find my freedom. Yeah. And the Syrian civil war is the 2 miles of shit. Uh-huh. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Rather than being in the prison.
Mm. Yeah, except you don't know what the future holds, do you? It's not a choice like... When someone is like imagining a cow pat on one kosh, is it a kosh where you
a platter?
Platter, yeah. Whatever. Where you take off the thing, and then bird poo on the other one.
Yeah.
And your choice of meals, sir.
Yeah.
It's not that, is it? It's
a metaphor.
Yeah. It's do you want to the same old shit? Or do you want
a new shit,
something different? Well, no, it's not that though, is it? Because like, I'm sure everyone thought it was going to be amazing. They'd all have their freedom and yeah, everything, and you know, there was no telling it was going to come out like it did. I mean, not everybody is a historian.
So the question remains to you, Luke: would you rather eat a big cow pat?
I did answer the question. Or, weren't you
or,
listening?
Or crawl through 2 miles of shit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll crawl through the shit.
Because
you can shower at the end, but you can't uneat a shit.
You can get an enema.
Yeah, that's not the same as uneating a shit.
Well, you could.
So,
you could get an enema in your mouth as well. Double enema.
We weren't going for the New Year's resolution of making this a family-friendly show this year.
Sorry for the language, Dr. Listney and Professor Listney. We've got new listeners.
Have we?
I'll go through that later. We've got new categories of listeners. You're not just doctors anymore. We'll go over that later.
Doctor Listening has been with us for so long.
No, he's still there. He's still there.
She or she.
They are still there. Luke, I'm waiting for you to interrupt me. I've given you so many chances.
Shut up. Let's introduce our guests.
Yeah, let's introduce our guests. Here we go. Studio this week, we are blessed and joyful in the presence of Improvable. Improvable are here. Welcome, Improvable. Hello.
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 Welcome to the show. We've got Caro.
Hello.
Hi, Caro. How are you?
I'm very good.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
This is a very international group, so I'm going to not to pigeonhole you, but just to help the listener grow accustomed to your voice. I'm going to ask you where you guys are from, okay? Give us a little bit of your history. So, Caro, where are you from?
Well, I was, as I told you earlier on, I was produced in Poland and delivered in Austria. Uh-huh. So I'm a good mixture. And I came to London 5 years ago and now I'm stuck here for some reason.
It's the mud.
Yeah, I think it's the mud and the rain. It's just like really hard to walk away.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Well, we've got you now.
Yeah.
You're not going anywhere. It happened to my parents.
Oh, really?
Yeah, same thing.
Oh, yeah.
They're not used to it.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, because especially in sandals, walking in the mud in sandals, it's tricky. Mm-hmm. I hope you are better prepared.
I've got boots.
Okay. Welcome, Caro. Thanks for joining us. And sitting next to Caro is Stephen.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing, babe?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good to see you. Very well, thanks. And where are you from?
I'm from Canada.
From Canada. Oh, Canada. Saskatchewan?
Vancouver, originally.
Oh, I was going to keep guessing.
I mean, well done for knowing a place in Canada, though.
Okay. Vancouver, where you can ski in the morning and sit on the beach in the afternoon.
That is very true.
Yeah. My cousin lives in Vancouver. She's a Olympic taekwondo martial artist.
Nice.
Whoa. Yeah.
That's very exciting.
Okay. Do you miss Vancouver?
Not really.
No.
It's a little bit boring. I mean, it's nice. I would retire there. There's not enough stuff to do, though.
Okay. What do you, how, what kind of old man do you see yourself as? You know, there's different types of old men.
I don't know.
Okay, what kind of old man would you want to be?
I don't want to plan that far because I really like to embrace the possibility of change. So I hope I'm not the same person when I'm old.
An old woman.
Probably not.
An old ferret.
At least with fresh underwear.
Yes, well, there's that. Definitely fresh underwear.
Would you rather go with the catheter or adult diapers? If you had the choice.
I feel like the diapers would be less obtrusive.
Mm-hmm. Well, there we go. Adult diaper Stephen, everybody. And finally, we've got Utku returning to the show.
Yes, hello.
Hello, Utku. Same question.
Basically, I'm from Turkey, as you know, the regular listeners of this show might know.
Uh-huh.
I was here last time with Arabs Are Not Funny, and I've been with Improbable since the start, 3 years, and I've been in London 7 years.
Okay, no, but what kind of old person do you want to be?
Oh. Catheter or adult diaper?
Yes,
or
catheter. Catheter or diaper, Utku. Come on, man.
Oh.
We're on the hot topics here.
I think adult diaper, because that would give you, you know, more freedom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. No one's going for the catheter, Luke.
Mm. The catheter saves a lot of time.
And it's, it's intrusive, but it's cleaner.
Mm.
It's self-contained.
You can pee in bed and it won't be uncomfortable.
In fairness, though, when was the last time you saw a commercial for catheters, though? I mean, the adult diaper industry is just working a lot harder to sell it.
Mm. Well, strangely, our sponsors today is a catheter company. We'll hear from them later on. But okay, that's our guests, I guess. That's all of our guests. All right, that's enough of that. Okay, let's move on to the...
I'm late. Guys, traffic's been awful.
To the... Excuse me?
Who are you?
Sorry, mate.
I'm not going on a bloody mic for...
What are you doing? No, we're live on air right now. If you're going to talk, we need
your
mic.
Oh, sorry, you're live on air. Well, I'm booked in, 6:30.
Booked in at 6:30?
Yeah, 6:30.
No, you're not, mate. This is my slot.
I am. It's the 80s ham jam. I'm doing it.
No, Friday's 6 to 8 is the Lil Show. We're here.
It's Thursday, isn't it?
No, it's...
I've got it in with...
It's Friday, man.
Oh, shit house.
It's Friday, dude.
Oh, bloody...
Hi, mate.
I've got confused because of the bank holiday and I've got to work. I'm sorry. What's your name?
Talal. I'm the host of the Lil Show.
Nice to meet you.
What's your name?
DJ Caution.
DJ Caution.
Ah, yes.
I'm sorry for the mixer. Your show was yesterday, man. You missed it.
Well, everyone else did as well by the sounds of it, because no one rang me or said that I was on. So what am I supposed to do?
Well, that's kind of your responsibility as a DJ.
No, I've brought me decks and everything.
Oh, shit.
Bloody hell, fire. What am I going to do with it? It took me ages to get an Uber. Let's get an Uber. That's taking all the money out of my account.
Where did you get an Uber from?
Uber from bloody Croydon.
All the way to... Why did you do a show in Kilburn on local radio in Kilburn?
It's cheaper.
Then do one in Croydon.
Croydon FM's got no listeners either.
They've got an FM.
How many listeners have you got?
Are they not a .com?
How many listeners have you got?
Oh, we've got like 23 at the moment.
Bloody hell. That's quite a lot, isn't it, for this area?
Yeah, we don't normally reveal that on air.
I'm surprised people got radios around here.
No, it's an internet radio station. It's .com.
Well, everyone's got the internet, haven't they?
Yeah, we're not on FM. How come Croydon's got an FM? That's not important. Dude, this is not my. It's not your show right now. It's my show.
Is it?
We're kind of right in the middle of
oh,
it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll leave you to it. I do apologise. Okay. I'll just take my decks.
Cheers, mate.
My fucking decks that I brought all the way here. I'm a bloody
sorry,
over.
Sorry, man.
Oh.
Sorry,
would you know how to improvise?
No, Luke. Dude,
what, you mean make stuff up?
Yeah.
It's off my head now.
Just like what we do on our show.
Luke, I know where you're going with this.
I'll have a look. I mean, yeah, I'll just
stop
this.
He seems like a real character.
I've got these bloody
imagine the stories he's got.
No, I don't want...
I'll have a look and see if... Yes, I probably can.
What do you mean you just had a look? What did he have a look at that told you yes? What are you looking for, your pockets and whether you can improvise?
My CV. Has there anything on there?
You read your CV real
quick. Yeah, has anything on there that says I can do makeup stuff and I can do makeup stuff?
You can do... Are you sure you're not just a makeup artist on the side?
Well, we'll see, won't we?
Do you write your own music or do you only play other people's music?
You're cuddly, aren't you? I like you. Sorry, yeah. No, I play 80s stuff mainly.
80s?
Yeah. 80s ham jam, that's what I do.
Caution, this is my you're
look, I've got all these albums.
If you wouldn't mind,
I'd get another Uber for them.
When the show's done,
what?
You can come in and pre-record your show for next week or something. The studio stays open all night if you want to come back later.
How many takes do I get? Because I'm, you know.
Mate, you should know. If you're a DJ, you should know this shit.
Can I go all night?
How many takes? Between 10 and 12, there's a slot if you want to take that slot.
I'll take that slot.
Okay, well, just go outside, all right?
All right, fine. I'll give you this mic back.
I don't need that anymore. I don't need the mic. I'll be off then.
Yeah, piss off.
I will.
All right.
Watch me go.
Yeah, see ya.
Bye.
Sorry about that, guys.
You got a very nice moustache and beard.
Thank you very much.
He's lovely. See?
Yeah, Luke's nice.
I heard in the background, Luke. Is that his name?
Piss off. Piss off.
Call me.
Guys, I'm so sorry about that.
That's all right. You're so polite, by the way.
No, I tried to be to start with. Luke, why are you being so nice to the guy?
He seemed like a character.
Sorry, I just need to get me other bags.
Oh!
I've got like 4 bags of LPs. Sorry, I'm moving.
Luke, why are you being so nice to this dickhead?
I felt sorry for him.
Why?
Well, look at him. He's only got one eye. And,
yeah, he's got one eye.
Are you pointing at my eye?
Stop. Mate, what? We're doing our show. Just ignore us, please.
Sorry.
Yeah, he's got one eye. Yeah, he sounds like a right div.
All one-eyed people are friendly. Don't you know this? Like, have you never seen, like, pirates? And, like, arr, ha, 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 arr.
Hang on, you're saying the pirates are friendly?
Yeah.
And you want to Wikipedia that?
Yeah, mate, I think you've got
you
mixed
find
up.
They're not, they're criminals.
Yeah, some pirates can be friendly.
Yeah, they're lovable rogues, aren't they?
But look, he keeps walking in here and interrupting.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about me, that's why.
What do you think? is either going to keep interrupting or shall we just invite him in?
That's what I thought we'd do.
I'm not a vampire. You have to invite me in. I can come and go as me pleases. Look, I'm out.
Look, DJ Caution.
Look,
come back. No, come back in. Right. DJ Caution. Yeah. Stop playing hokey cokey with the door. Come in.
I'm in. Hello.
Do you want to be a guest on our show? You can use this opportunity to promote your show.
I'll try plugging stuff, yeah.
All right, why don't you shut the door there? All were right. You born in a barn? Shut the door. Oh, he was. Okay. Okay, let's do a new segment. We've got a new segment of the show. It's called Investigative Journalism.
I couldn't
think of a pun in time. Investigative journalism. Here we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're doing investigative journalism where myself, Luke Valvona, the co-host, and our guests, Improvable, will quiz and prod a mysterious guest and we'll see what we can uncover, shall we? We've got our esteemed guest today is DJ Caution.
Hey. Oh, I don't get a round of applause or anything.
Hey.
Okay. Woo!
DJ Caution, hello.
Hello.
Hello, would you like to tell us a bit about yourself before we get started?
Sure.
Wait, first off, I'll list what we know. You have one eye.
Yep.
You're a DJ here at K2K Radio, but you come from Croydon.
Yep.
And you were born in a barn.
Yes.
Okay, what else?
Born in a barn.
Well, tell us about your show, perhaps.
Oh, my show, okay. Well, it's 80s Ham Jam. And what we do on that, right, is we play the most over-the-top 80s tunes, the banging ones, the really ones that are over-the-top, hammy. Those ones, you know, they're sort of like Catch a Goo Goo, Too Shy, and
Bananarama,
they feature Robert De Niro's Waiting, and let's see what I got on my playlist here, hang on.
Robert De Niro?
Robert De Niro's Waiting, he's talking Italian. Talking Italian.
Oh, that's a lyric.
It's a song.
I thought it was a song by Robert De Niro called Waiting.
No. Oh, okay. It's a song by Bananarama called Robert De Niro's Waiting.
Okay.
Yeah, fun fact is, Robert De Niro is actually named after that song.
It's true.
It's not the other way around.
Oh.
I think that's true.
Improbable. Do you have any questions for this?
Yeah,
person?
So when you were born in a barn,
yep.
How many animals were with you?
There were no animals with me at the time, unfortunately. But it's quite a messy business. All the animals had to be cleared out of the barn beforehand because my mother, she just came running into this farm and she went, I'm going to give birth, get out of the way. And she just pushed all these cows and sheep out of the way and just splattered me out, as it were.
Splattered you out? There wasn't a manger involved, was there?
No, not to my knowledge, no. I am not Christ.
Was the farmer there to assist?
He came afterwards saying, what the bloody hell's going on? I think that was what was written about the incident.
Was it written? Was it in the news?
Yes.
Oh.
Hmm. You used the word splat.
Yes.
Is that how you lost your eye? I don't want to, you know.
Oh, no. This is quite a funny story, actually. I was on a night out, right? Night out in Croydon, obviously. This happened last year. On a night out in Croydon, and I got a bit frisky with this taxi driver. Not an Uber, I might have. And I wouldn't pay him any money. I threw up all over the back of his neck. And he got very angry and stabbed me in the eye.
With?
A key.
Oh my god.
It's car key, I believe.
What? You said that was going to be a funny story.
Well, the funny thing is, right, I broke the key broke in my eye and he couldn't start his car to leave. He had to call the AA, he was waiting for ages.
That is funny.
I just stood and laughed.
That is funny, caution. That is funny.
I was completely drunk and hammered, so, you know, wasted. So it didn't hurt.
Did he charge you for the waiting time at the hospital?
He tries.
Yeah.
Yeah, he couldn't find me.
But it's really good because they have this handy like service you can just write and explain. So did you write an email saying, I'm not going to pay?
Yeah, that's right. I just said, look, it's an eye for an eye, isn't it? And stuff like that. And that's what I said in the email. He didn't like that. He thought I was a bit cruel. But anyway, he's in jail.
Oh, he's in jail now.
Oh, yes, he's doing some time now.
Bloody
hell. Not the first person it's happened to, apparently.
I feel sorry for this guy. You puked on his neck.
Yeah.
Well, he stabbed you in the eye.
Stabbed me in the eye for key. I mean, come on.
Would you say that you lived the rest of your life following the Hammurabi Code, an eye for an eye?
Well, it only happened last year, so not really, no, to be honest. I mean, I could try.
What's it? How have you adjusted to living with one eye? Is it weird?
It is weird. I mean, I just bought a 3D TV as well when it happened, so it kind of all went a bit wrong there. I couldn't really do anything with that.
Did you try taking it back?
Nah, what's the point? I mean, what's the point? I've got to explain it, you know? I don't want to say, no, rubbish. No, I deal with it. I just don't use the 3D feature.
On the plus side, this would be a great time to take up archery if you've ever had an interest.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Yes. Yes. Joe, has anyone got a bow and arrow?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, we won't do it at the minute.
Have you seen that film Kobu and the Two Strings?
No, I haven't seen that, no.
It's good. Watch that for inspiration.
So I watch it in 2D?
Yeah.
Okay, possibly. I'll recommend that.
But the hero has one eye.
Oh, yes.
And he does a lot. He accomplishes a lot. Oh. And he learns archery at one point.
Joe else has one eye. Columbo.
Does he? Yeah.
He wants a glass
is
eye.
Is he a role model of yours?
Yes, and yes, he does have a glass eye. Yes, he is a role model.
Yeah,
of mine.
What
I wear a Mac as well.
Isn't it the actor that's got one eye?
But hang on. Yeah, the actor's got a glass eye, so therefore does Columbo has one, doesn't he?
Yeah, but maybe that glass eye is playing a real eye on the TV show.
Maybe. I haven't thought of it like that.
Peter Falk?
Yes.
I'm just fact checking this. Oh, okay, yeah, he does have one eye. What else do you take from Colombo as inspiration for your life, apart from just physical appearance?
Well, leaving a room and then having to come back in again.
Oh, yeah, you've done that already today.
I do that. One more thing. Yeah, I do that quite a lot. And I do like to read bedtime stories to Fred Savage.
Okay. Have we got any more questions? The panel there, esteemed panel?
Well, do you know, you mentioned that making stuff up was one of the skills on your CV. What else is on there?
Yeah.
Okay, good question. Archery, good question.
Not archery. It's making mistakes. I put that as number one. Because therefore, if someone reads that in a job, right, interviewing situation, they go, you make mistakes. And I go, yeah, I'm just laying it out on the line.
How humble of you, yeah.
I know, yeah, I know that. I know. The other things on my CV.
What's one of the biggest mistakes you've ever made?
Let me just get.
I kind of took your accent there.
You did, didn't you?
Briefly, sorry.
It's contagious. It's contagious.
It is.
It's gone. I mean, I'm from Croydon, but I've got this accent.
I know, that's a weird accent. Yeah.
Biggest mistake I ever made. I think it was when I kind of traded one of my shoes for a drink. That was kind of a mistake. Because then I had to get a taxi home.
And then you lost an
eye. So I think that kind of all makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
To answer your question, what else is on my CV? Job history, obviously. I was a caretaker at a school. That didn't go down very well.
Did you make any mistakes there?
Many, many mistakes there.
For example?
What were their names?
No. Okay. Sticking with the theme of improv. So, have you heard of improv comedy before, DJ Caution?
I have heard of improv comedy before. Yes, I have heard of improv comedy before. Yes.
What are the top? What are the top three rules of improv comedy? Because we know that there are hard and fast rules that we cannot divert.
On my CV. Hang on.
Okay.
Rule number one: yes, but.
Okay.
Always say yes, but to contradict anything else anyone ever says. Number two, don't, under any circumstances, take on a character that you got to keep up for 2 hours straight. Three, listen.
Oh, that one's good.
To me, as I tell you, number three. Listen.
Yeah, that's a good one. Number one, not quite. It's yes and, not yes but.
Yes what and?
You take what they say and then you add to it. You don't contradict it.
So I would say yes and agreed.
Yes, very good. And the second one you said was wrong.
Don't keep up a character.
Was wrong as well. Yeah. You can feel free to do that. That's something I encourage.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes I force my friends to do that.
Oh, that's
whether
weird.
They want to or not.
Fancy doing that.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. Okay, great. Sounds like he's on board. So we're going to do the rest of this show. We do improv here. So we talk about stuff and then we do improv scenes based on the stuff.
Okay.
And improvable here in front of you, they're our guest team.
Improvable.
Improvable.
Mm-hmm. Where's that? Like where do you get that name from? Who named you guys?
We named ourselves and we weren't sure and we still have discussions if we like our name or not.
Well, all five of you said improvable at the same time.
No, we just put like ideas and then we voted on them.
Oh. I think it was the least one we wanted, but for some reason we went like, let's just not bother, let's just
Oh, because it sounds like improbable.
Yeah. Improvable.
Improvable.
So improvable.
It's a bit of a improvable. You know, we can always do better.
But I quite like that actually. It's like when I guess when you'd write improving, like when you mean improving.
Yeah.
Or, mm-hmm. Improve,
which isn't a word.
Like when you mean improv-y.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite clever.
It's very clever, actually.
If you think about it, it's really clever.
I like you lot. You're quite good, aren't
they're
you?
Nice, aren't they?
Yeah, nice people. They're nice people. They give me a nice warm welcome when I came in as well, which was quite nice and appreciated.
All right, so during the jingle for this next segment, we're going to quickly run down the A to Z of improv with you, so that you can join in with us. Because we'd love, if you're going to stick around, we'd love you to join in, okay?
I've got nothing better to do now. I did have a show lined up.
Sorry about that, by the way.
Bloody Thursdays.
DJ Caution.
Yes.
Am I just supposed to keep calling you that?
You can call me by my real name if you like.
Which is?
Ed Greggs.
Ed Greggs.
Eddie Greggs.
Okay, I'll stick with DJ Caution.
Thank you.
All right, it's time for our first official improv segment of the show, 45 minutes in, called Newsish. Newsish. That's right. It's time for Newsish, the portion of the show where we take a news topic from the week and then we talk about that news topic from the week and then we do some improv based on what we talked about from that news topic from the week. It's Newsish. And this week I've got a story here from our sponsors at The Mirror. The Mirror Weird News, our main source for news stories.
Fancy.
Because they always... What are you going to say, Luke?
I was just reading it. I was just leaning in to read the...
I thought you were leaning into the mic. Stop doing that. You're putting me off. All right, here's a nice digital one, guys. It's digital. Facebook knows you're single, and it's nothing to do with your relationship status. Facebook has a lot of dirt on us. It has those first cringeworthy oversharing statuses we wrote. It has evidence of exes, outfits. Yeah, we know that. Let's get to the bit. But it also has another piece of intelligence on us, our relationship status. Not because you've declared yourself in one or single or even even it's complicated. No, there's another way of finding out. It's all to do with how often you post. Specifically, if you post around twice a day, you're effectively saying you're single, irrespective of what your personal information states. These posts tend to taper off when you're in a relationship. And once the initial flush of romance is done, here's how they found out. In their study of love, Facebook explained, we studied the group of people who changed their status from single to in a relationship and also stated an anniversary date as the start of their relationship. Facebook described this as day zero. In 100 days leading up to day zero, they noticed an increasing frequency of updates from the users. Couples, up until the day they officially become an item, would share more stuff in between themselves. Eventually, these peak and then go down again. Presumably, Facebook says, the person Facebook, couples decide to spend more times together. Courtship is off, and online interactions give way to more interactions in the physical world. It's also what people are saying that gives them away. So they go on to say that their posts tend to become more positive when they're in a relationship, more sweeter and more positive. Basically what they're saying is they don't need you to tell them if you're in a relationship. They can tell by how often you're posting whether you're getting busy outside of Facebook.
I mean, I don't know about anyone else here, but I certainly don't put my relationship status on Facebook so Facebook know that I'm, you know, married or single. Or
are you single, Eddie?
I am single, yes.
Good to know.
I'm single and ready to mingle. Jingle bells. Kris Kringle.
Have you ever had the shingles?
One of the dingles on the Everdale. I've got 10 fingers.
Who's your favourite character on Rainbow?
Zippy.
No, Bungle. No, it doesn't work. Bingle. So there you go. That coy, it's complicated, is fooling no one. What do you think, Improbable?
Well, to be honest, I think this is a big lie because... I'm going to say it out loud. I'm single as well, Eddie, just so you know. But I think what happens is that Facebook and Google, the person Facebook and the person Google, they have some, you know, little thing going on. So whenever
little
I post...
Thingle.
Little thingle, exactly. So whenever I put into the Google search, why am I still single? I will get some posts on Facebook, some, you know, things that pop up saying like, this is how you can get men again and this is how you improve your dating life. So I don't think it has anything
It sounds very primitive.
But
this is how you get men again.
Just whack them over the head and just like drag them back home. Yeah.
That's the classic way.
It's all for marketing, surely. Like if you're single, they want to sell you all kinds of things about making yourself look beautiful so men will like you and other fun stereotypical things like that. Surely.
And this is probably a big reason why Facebook have done this research,
product,
is so that they can tell their data buyers that they know their customers very well, you know, as even if they don't tell them whether they're single or not. Because obviously their advertising is directed at certain markets. And if they can tell you're single, and I'm, you know what, I have some really like it said at the beginning of the article, like, I have some really awful photos on there from my uni days, like 10 years ago, and I've yet to really take them down. But there's some really incredulous...
What's your name?
Naughty stuff on
what's
there.
What's your
man.
Name again? What's your name again?
Talal Karkuti. I'm not going to spell it for you.
I'll find you.
Just guess. T-A-L.
But like... But that, it's, isn't it a bit... Do you ever get... You're all on Facebook, yeah?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever get, like, conscious about how much you're sharing on there?
Yeah.
Luke, stop spelling my name!
It's quite obvious when you look at it.
He wanted to add you.
You can't be...
Yeah, I mean, I'm quite concerned on, you know, what I share on Facebook, so I have, like, all privacy settings full up.
Super private.
You know, so super private, and, you know, I only share what I want.
What, so, like, every time someone tags you in a photo, you have to categorize who can see it?
Yep. I know it's...
You
know,
sounds really tiresome.
I never got a like from him, ever. Oh. It makes me so sad.
Oh. Well, your photos are filthy, Cara. That's
not doing enough Facebook.
I like all of them.
Are we friends already?
I don't know yet.
I never make any, like, you know, I just befriend everyone, so that's...
Good to know. You heard that, DJ Caution?
I heard that.
She's easy.
He's only interested in you.
I'm looking at all the photos.
Maybe that's why you're having trouble finding them.
Thank you.
So Improbable, if you want to just take us away with a scene or using any of that to inspire you, and DJ Caution as well, of course.
Okay.
Jane.
Yes, my love.
I was on Facebook.
Where are you?
And I realized you didn't post twice today.
I know, I felt a bit low. I'm so sorry.
Does that mean... things aren't, you know,
I think
the same between us.
I know. I think our relationship isn't the same anymore. I mean, have you read the Facebook statistics? Have you?
Well, I must say I've been a bit behind.
I mean, you gave me one like less last week.
What's that?
That's a like.
From?
Well, his name is DJ Caution. He's got one eye, and this eye is staring at me all of the time.
I've heard of DJ Caution, and you should be very cautious around DJ Caution. I haven't heard good things about him.
As he talks, she goes over to the radio in the kitchen and turns it on, and we cut to a radio studio in Kilburn.
Do 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 do.
Ooh, ow, ow. Hush, hush, eye to eye. Ooh,
that was Catch a Cool Girl with Too Shy, Shy, Hush, Hush, Eye to Eye. Too Shy, Shy, Hush, Hush. Brilliant. Welcome.
Get up, pal!
Oh, there we go. Welcome to the 80s Ham Jam. I'm DJ Caution, and it's 6:30 on a Thursday. K2K Studios. And coming up, we have a bit of what's his name? I've got to be playlist. Oh, not Blur, that's 90s. We've got a bit of the old...
I can hear it coming in the air tonight.
That's Phil Collins.
Hello.
He's lined up.
Wake me up. Before you go,
a bit of that Wham. Who else is on there then?
Mama. I just killed a man.
Sounds like Pee-wee Herman, but could be wrong. Yeah, Pee-wee Herman's cover of Bohemian Rhapsody. I'm sorry. I'll put something else on. Here we go. Here is Kids in America back in Wild.
And as music plays, he takes his headphones off and he whips out his phone and dials a number.
Hello?
Hey, is it now a good time to talk?
Yeah, he's away.
Oh, where is he?
He's stalking my Facebook again. Oh. We have to be more cautious, if you know what I mean.
Maybe I should create a fake account or something.
Oh, baby, would you do that for me?
Absolutely. Let's see if I can find a name.
I like it.
What about Alex or something, maybe? Go with Alex. What have we got around the house? There's a sieve over there. We'll go with Alex, sieve, Siv Wright. How's that? We'll go with that.
How do you spell that?
A-L-E-X-S-I-E-V-E-W-R-I-G-H-T.
We got to Facebook headquarters. Oh, my God. Mark, get over here. Mark, I've spotted something weird in the British public.
Gadzooks.
There's a couple having a tumultuous relationship, and I think the lady is cheating. She keeps getting likes.
Harvest the data.
Harvest the data.
The data. Okay. Harvest it.
Okay, here you go. It's on a flash drive.
Excellent. I will review this in the bathroom.
Oh, but anything I should do, any certain adverts I should direct at them? Do you want me to save their relationship?
Save their relationship on a hard disk.
Oh, no. Okay. Yes. And then?
Yeah. What we should do is we should become a third wheel in their relationship. Oh. The silent partner, except for the little ding noise that occasionally dings. Okay. We are just there. We are watching. We are learning. We are harvesting the data. Mm-hmm. We are reviewing the data.
Okay.
But, and
yes,
when we next do an update, we put in so many words that nobody reads it, and we gain access to the webcam.
That is, of course, our next step.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Mark Zuckerberg. Oh my God, I don't know. I can't just sit here and watch a relationship fall apart. But then again, perhaps the man she's met is the right man for. I'll keep watching and I'll act accordingly.
Jane. So I was looking at your smartphone. I know I shouldn't, but I had to because it was pinging like crazy.
It's private, you know.
I know. Who is Alex Sifflu?
Well, he's the head teacher of our son.
And why does he like all your pictures and all your posts?
Well, if you were at the last parrot. Just hold on a second, Alex. I can't right now. Okay, he's getting suspicious.
Jane, I can hear you.
Alex, don't worry.
I don't know why I'm nearly replying as well.
Okay, Alex, hold on. I need to sort the situation out.
Okay.
I'd rather. I shouldn't talk out my thoughts, should I? Okay. So Hubert, if you were at the last parents and teacher evening, you would know that we should incorporate teachers more into our private life. So I befriended the head teacher,
An advert pops up on her phone and it says "cheap hitmen."
Woo!
Jane, yeah. I understand that our son needs to, get better, but do you think, befriending Mr. Sifufuf is the best way? I miss you, Jane.
Do you really?
Yes. Well, I've been sleeping on the sofa for how long? Like, you wouldn't let me in the bed, and I miss your touch.
Another advert comes up for Blunt Objects Emporium.
Hold on a second. That's very interesting. Well, if you'd like more of my stuff, especially like all the beautiful pictures of me and my selfies and all the 80s songs that I post.
There's nothing I would want more.
Ba-ting! Another advert comes up for Fake Prostitute Husband Blackmailing Incorporated.
Okay.
We cut back to the Facebook analysis room.
Weird adverts today.
I've been reviewing all this data.
Yes,
I think
Mark.
We should send her a targeted advert.
Oh, yes, good idea, because I haven't already been doing that.
Yeah, no. One that really is right on the nose.
Yes? You think we can save this... This
no.
This, this
no.
People.
We need to send her an advert saying, "Are you looking to kill your husband?"
Okay.
No, we've. In fact, don't even do that. Say we've been looking at your data and we think you want to consider killing your husband.
Is there any foundation for this, or is this? Do you want to incriminate this lady?
No. We can find the right service.
Oh,
they'll help her get away with murder.
Okay. Well, let me break it to you then, boss.
Imagine this: Facebook helping you get away with murder.
I love it. Look, to be honest, boss, I've already sent her several ads without your instruction, but I'm glad you've come on board. So you think we should just be on the nose now?
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, look, there's this cutting-edge technology that turns phones into tasers.
Oh.
We overpower the battery so that it explodes in an electronic blast, and she can... We can... Oh, I've got it, boss. I've got it. We cut back to the couple.
Jane, so I've been on Facebook more actively, and I've been liking your pictures, and...
I've seen it, Hubert. You've done all right, I have to say.
Ba-ting! And then there's a message on the screen. It says, this phone is going to explode in 5 seconds. If you want to kill someone, chuck it at them now, and it will fully disintegrate them, removing any evidence. 5.
Hubert.
Jane.
Take the vibration from me.
4.
I can't take it anymore. Come on, let's have passionate sex with 3. My phone.
What?
But hold it,
Jane.
It's vibrating. Yeah.
2.
Can you feel it?
I can feel it, Jane.
Yeah.
I can
it's
feel
getting
it.
Hotter.
1.
It's really hot.
Really hot.
Come on! And then it's just all that remains is a little pile of ash.
Cut to the K2K studios. Why isn't she replying to any of my messages now? It's like she hasn't got access to Facebook or something. There's kids in America. That song. America.
Woo!
She's not answering. That was Kids in America by Kim Wilde, daughter of Marty Wilde, I believe.
The studio phone starts flashing.
Oh, hang on. Hello, Coca-Cola on the line.
Eddie!
Jane?
Eddie!
Jane?
I don't know if I'm excited, but I'm really petrified at the same time. My phone exploded.
Was it a Samsung?
Yeah.
Ah.
Such a mess, Eddie.
Oh dear, really? Well, yeah. What happened?
It vibrated.
Oh.
It just went off, and with it went Hubert.
Your husband?
My husband, yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't be broadcasting this.
Hubert.
Actually, no one listens.
Oh, are we on air?
We are on air, but don't worry, I ain't got any listeners.
Okay, can you...
Hang on, the other studio phone's coming. I'll put you on hold.
All right, I'll wait.
It's music, it's out of noise. Here you go. Hello, you're live on 80s Ham Jam.
Hello. Hello, hello, hello. This is the police. We've been listening.
Have you been listening?
Yeah. We always listen to K2K radio.
Nothing better to do, eh?
No. Well, we are an 80s band.
Ba-ding! The policeman's phone gets a notification. He looks at his phone and it says, shut up and move on.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Okay, that was the police with pointless phone call. Jane, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, Hubert. Did you actually have a listener, Hubert?
Apparently, yes.
I'm so proud of you. You're so hot right now.
Thank you.
I mean, I know your podcast is really important, but...
Yeah.
Would you come over later?
Yeah, once I've done the show, I'll get an Uber. And
amazing. Just come back with one eye, will you?
Oh, yeah, I'll make sure I've got one eye, yes.
Still, awesome. Yeah.
See you in a bit.
See ya.
That was Jane, my lover. And... <Come on up. laughs>
And he arrives at Jane's house later on that night, and he's got a key sticking out of his other eye.
Jane! Jane!
Hubert, I'm over here. No, that's the fridge, Hubert.
Say it again.
I'm over here.
Clap, for God's sake.
Hubert. Oh, hold on.
And then he falls down the basement stairs, breaks his neck, and dies.
Hell, I brought my neck.
And then the police come round, they arrest Jane, and she goes to prison. And becomes a lesbian. And that was Newsish. All right.
So was that improv?
Yeah, that was it. You did it, DJ Caution.
I thought that was real.
No, it wasn't real. You've still got your eye, man.
Oh, thank God for that. That broke my neck.
And Luke's not a policeman.
I'm not in a relationship
with
Jane.
And he's not Mark Zuckerberg. Not yet.
I wish you were.
Let's see what happens then.
Okay. Well, while we try and matchmake over the break, we're going to play some music and then we'll be back in 8 minutes with some more Lil Show. With The Improvable.
Woo! Woo!
The Improvable. How about that? That sounds better. The Improvable.
Yeah, we
alter. That.
That's a whole other can of worms, man.
Yeah. Okay.
After the
break.
An Improvable.
An Improvable.
Some Improvable.
Don't conjugate us.
Sounds improvable.
How dare you?
Let's work on that. All right, this is Electric Six with Gay Bar. We'll be back in a few minutes. See?
Girl, I want to take you to a gay bar. I want to take you to a gay bar. I want to take you to a gay bar. Gay bar. Gay bar.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Wee 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 beep 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 wee 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 beep 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 beep.
Are you such a busy and important person that you genuinely don't have time for bathroom breaks?
Yes.
Do you just really hate having to get out of bed at night when you have to pee?
Oh yeah. Oh, worst.
Have I got some good news for you?
Oh.
Our new product, the Wee Wee Go. It's an everyday catheter.
A Wee Wee Go, you say?
I do.
How does it work?
Well, you just slide this very soft and gentle tube right on up, and you never have to worry about bathroom breaks again.
Mm-hmm.
It's revolutionary.
But what would my wife say?
She'll love it.
I would love it.
Well, I'm sold.
Wee Wee Go are proud sponsors of The Lil Show.
Wee wee wee, beep beep.
You're listening to London Improv Live. Radio can take you to many places, like the sea or your kitchen or inside your mind. London Improv Live.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast. And up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
That's right, folks. You're listening to London Improv Live, and we're back here with the studio. I'm Talal Karkouti. My co-host is Luke Valvona.
Hello.
In the his house, we've got Improvable.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello.
That's them. And DJ Caution is here.
Book up for yourself.
Do you try to be hip, and do you try to keep up with the modern lingo?
I do try, yes.
But you're an 80s guy. Yeah. Why do you try and say big up yourself?
I'm sorry. I just try. It's Kilburn. You got to try and do something like that, haven't you?
Yeah.
I was saying, like, choose life. That's what I'll say. There you go. Choose life.
There we go. That's better.
That's better, isn't it? Frankie says relax.
There we go. You got it, man. You'd be bringing that stuff back, bro.
Lip up fatty. Maybe not that one.
All right, it's time for a little thing.
I apologize.
We call daddy issues.
She's crazy like a fool.
What about daddy cool?
That's right, it's time for daddy issues, the portion of the show where I interview my dad. We listen to that interview and then we do some improv based on that interview. Normally, I do a bit of word association with my dad to get the interview rolling, and we find a word that has some interesting themes behind it. But we did something weird. We started the interview. we didn't do word association because we ended up doing something very improv-y, just naturally, organically happened. I won't ruin it for you. So, improvable, if you're ready, just sit back and enjoy this interview with my dad, the great... I was about to say late. The great Mustafa Karkouti. And then if you have any questions afterwards, I will be here to field any questions. Bless you. Gesundheit.
Thank you.
No worries. Oh, Gesundheit.
It's German,
That
yes.
means good health, right?
It means health.
Yeah?
Only health.
Oh, just health.
Yeah. You may have good health, but we just wish you health.
Gesundheit.
Gute Gesundheit. It's gute feminine. Gesundheit. Yeah.
Oh, it's
yeah.
feminine.
Yeah, all the good things are feminine.
Of course
true.
They are.
That's true.
The best things in life are feminine.
Wives.
The best things in life are wives. So this is it, guys. We're going to cut to me now, interviewing my dad. Here we go, folks. Thanks, me. I'm here with me and my dad, Mustafa Karkouti. Hi, Mustafa.
Hello. Hi. Him.
Him. You. Us.
Yeah. We. Together.
Forever.
Abadan. على طول.
And Jed.
Seriously.
Really?
Ultimately.
Forever yours.
Yeah. No doubt about that. We are stuck.
We're stuck. It's genetic.
Absolutely.
You can't change it.
No.
If you could change anything about me, what would you change? Oh, shit. Okay, no, let me rephrase that. If you could have redesign your youngest son.
Yeah.
And but which traits of mine would you keep?
No, I'll tell you what. The right question is, would you ever redesign me?
Would you ever redesign me? Well, that's why you're the journalist.
Yeah, I mean, that's the right way. Yes, I would. But if you ask me how and what and all that, I can't tell you because no point.
So what, if God came down and said, here, Mustafa, here is your opportunity to redesign your children. And yeah. They will wake up tomorrow and they won't know any different, but they will wake up new people.
I'll appreciate that.
You would do it?
I'll appreciate that from God.
What? What happened to unconditional love?
It has nothing to do with that. I would love them the same way I would if I redesigned them or not. Love will remain there. Redesign, it is a pragmatic thing. It has nothing to do with emotion. Very simple. Full stop. Okay?
Holy shit, Dad. You're breaking my heart. Wait, but when you say I love you unconditionally, that means no matter what, all of your flaws, everything, we love it, but you would still take the opportunity to redesign us. That's...
No, I'll tell you
what. Yeah, and you shouldn't say that, even if you truly believe it.
Why? Why not? I mean, you know, I'm practical man. I always look forward to better things in life. There's nothing ideal. Do you think you are ideal? My kids are ideal? I am ideal? No, of course not. So if we have the power to redesign things, I think we'll be in a better position in life in general. Generally speaking.
Okay. Yeah, but that's cheating though, isn't it? That's not the point of life, is it? Because if you could, you know, wake up tomorrow and your life would be perfect and nothing would ever go wrong,
yeah.
How could you really enjoy that? Because there's no negatives to compare with.
I mean, it's torturous as well. It's not only enjoyment, it's a mixture of two. So if I'm giving the opportunity the opportunity. Would you have both the two things together, or you prefer to improve on one thing? So I'll certainly take the second. I don't want, because surprises are beautiful. I agree with you in general. It doesn't mean that if I had the opportunity to redesign children, my children, I will be free from surprises.
Yeah, even if you did redesign your children, they're not going to be perfect. There would be something you forgot, or there would be... You can't possibly redesign every aspect of someone's life and get it spot on.
Because when God comes to me and tell me, here you have your child, redesign it, he's not going to give me your life file for the next 70, yeah. 80 or 90 years. And exactly...
You can just make the tweaks you think of. You
know? Yeah. That's it. So I wish for one or two things or three things in each child of mine, if they were there. But unfortunately, they're not there. I'm living with it.
So... And you know what, if you redesigned me, I might be, you know, your ideal kid, but when I went out into the world, I'd probably end up being really old-fashioned. I wouldn't fit in, because have different ideals to someone of my generation.
Fine, certainly. I mean, you know, nobody is influenced by his parents alone. Maybe the minimum influence the parents can leave on their kids is very, very little.
Okay, last question then. What's the one thing you influenced me that you're most proud of?
I really don't know till now.
Come on, what's the one thing of yourself you see in me?
I don't know. I don't.
You don't see anything of yourself in
me? No, I mean unpredictability.
Yeah.
One thing, but it's not me. I mean,
no.
No, I don't. I don't. I leave this to other people.
You look at me and you talk about how flawed I am. What can you blame yourself for when you look at me?
I don't blame myself for...
Well, you should, Dad, because it's not all my fault. Some of it's your fault.
Oh, no.
This interview's over.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, that was Daddy Issues with my wonderful dad there, Mustafa Karkouti.
Your dad sounds lovely.
Yeah?
He sounds like a really nice man.
He is.
Yeah, he does.
He is. He's a funny bloke.
I don't think we can top that.
Well, you're going to have to try.
Yeah.
But any questions first before you go into a scene? DJ or Improvable? Anything?
Was that your dad?
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, that were me dad.
Right. So he's... how old is he?
72.
Okay. And how old are you?
30 this year.
Good going, huh?
Good question.
How's that? Know these things. I'm interested.
Would you change anything about your dad?
Oh, that's a good one. Wow, that one.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
I'd make him richer. That's about it, really. My dad's amazing.
Do you feel unconditionally loved by your dad?
He loves me, yeah.
And where's the unconditional bit?
Yeah, he always loves me. And even when he doesn't, it's because he loves me. It's because he's probably more in love with what he wants me to be.
What's that? Spy?
Not a comedian.
Not a comedian.
Yeah.
Well, you must be doing him very proud.
All right, Improvable, whenever you're ready, and DJ Caution, initiate a scene.
Honey, I had a really hard day at work today. I put so much work into the Samsung Galaxy, and now they want me to redesign it, and I feel so attached to it. I don't want it to change.
But it's killing people.
But
like,
but
people
I put
died.
So much love into it.
Your dad died last week?
Yeah, what? Listen to your sister.
He should have been more careful. I mean, if people don't know how to use things properly, that's their problem, isn't it?
That's true. But I love my phone too.
Hello.
I mean, and the planet is a little bit overpopulated anyway, so I feel like it's really environmentally friendly that it randomly kills people.
Janet, that was my dad on the garden. Just
he was old.
We cut to his meeting with his boss. We flash back to his meeting with his boss. All right, mate. So there it is. You got to redesign it, mate. Look, I know you love your product. You love your phone. It's a smashing phone. That screen, fantastic. The button, fantastic. The back cover for the battery case, fantastic. The fact that it blows up in people's pockets and disintegrates them at will, that's completely something we can't have here at Samsung. Here at Samsung, we're good boys. We behave ourselves and we're a good influence on the world, all right, son? So what do you think about that, huh?
I mean, I love the phone just the way it is. I think it just needs a little bit of gentle encouragement to reach its full potential.
All right, look, mate. If you give me I'll give you 3 days. You got 3 days. You come back to me with a list of reasons that these exploding people. Give me a proof. I want proof that this is a good product, and that the exploding people is a good byproduct of our product. All right.
I can do that, sir.
All right. Good luck, mate. But otherwise, we've been in it.
Gosh. Okay, I'll do my best.
All right, good. All right, cut back to him with his family.
So, Peter, I was thinking, you know, you could sell it as in, you know, like people talk about like natural selection. We can call it technical selection.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
People love it when we just outsource all of the stuff that we don't really want to do. That's magnificent. The phone can just do it for us.
We zoom out, it zooms out, and it reveals that they're actually at his dad's funeral, and the priest is about to give the eulogy.
Oh, is that me, is it? Oh, no, it's not you. Go ahead.
Guys, we're at the funeral. Just be quiet, maybe.
Sorry, I have a really important Candy Crush game.
And now, Father Shrewsbury to give the eulogy.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry that this has happened. you know, but it is one of those things. Life is taken away from us by big Japanese corporations all the time. Oh, my phone's ringing. One sec. Oh, bloody hell, me here! Do, do, do.
Do. Ashes to ashes, funky.
We cut to our main character Stephen. He's sitting at home. He's upset, and he's watching the telly. And the news comes on, and there's a news conference, and a news report comes on. Breaking news here. Breaking news here. the new Samsung universe has been destroying lives across the nation, as we all know. People have been disintegrating, and they, for some reason, Samsung are debating whether to recall the product or not. However, here in the studio joining us, we have the first ever survivor, the Samsung survivor. He didn't actually die. His Samsung exploded, and sir, so your Samsung exploded and didn't eviscerate you instantly.
Oh, right. Yeah.
What remains of you, sir? I can't tell what in front of me is bionic and what is organic.
Well, a hole in my face.
There's a hole in your face.
Oh, that's what I said.
Yeah.
I'm just saying...
It's okay, sir. You're in a safe place. It's all right. Here's a tissue.
Thankful.
You're very welcome.
I'm missing my fibula.
You're missing your fibula?
Yes.
Which bit is the fibula?
The thigh bone.
The thigh bone. Okay. So it managed to damage your thigh and face, but the rest of your body seems okay. Do you think that was something inherent in you that helped you survive, or what made you the lucky one? And what advice can you give people who own the phone who are worried for their lives?
Something with your head on your...
Sorry, sir. No, I completely lost that. Try that again, please.
On my head.
Your head.
On my lap.
And your leg.
Yeah, my lap.
Your lap.
Yes.
You had your head in your lap.
Yes.
You had your head in your lap. Uh-huh.
I was going hands-free.
And you went hands-free.
With my head in my lap.
With your head in your lap.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
A poof. Boom.
So you're saying as long as you have your head in your lap when you answer the call,
no,
you might
no,
not die.
No, don't have your head in your lap.
Don't do it with your head in your lap. But you survived.
Yes.
But you're barely a man. Yes, I know, you're pathetic, aren't
kill
you?
Kill me!
I know, yeah, I will kill you, alright, after this show.
Thankful.
You're welcome. Stephen, watching this, his eyes light up.
Oh, that's magnificent. It might not kill everybody. It could just horribly maim them. Oh, my boss is going to be so pleased about this.
Steven, I'm moving to my mother's. That was a door closing.
But just when I've solved it, you're leaving. Oh.
I mean, just to build you up, you know, I mean...
Go on.
Right, do you know, there's like all this discrimination about disabled people. I think Samsung is like, with creating more disability in this world, it's just going to contribute to a better understanding.
It's true.
Of disabilities. You just got to sell it, you know? It's all about selling it.
If everybody is disabled, nobody's disabled.
Exactly.
All right, Stephen, it's been 3 days. If you just come in, sit down, please. I'm sure this will be quick. So I'm sure you've come to realise that this phone is nothing but a mistake and it needs to be recalled, correct?
I've come to realise that this phone is an agent of social change that will change the face of the whole world as we know it.
Oh my God, you've just said so many buzzwords in a row that my head can't even handle it. You've just said about 6 buzzwords there. Whatever you just said, it's fantastic. Carry on.
This phone is going to be the great equalizer, the great social equalizer that's going to make handicappedness an issue of the past. Here's how.
What? Whoa. Ooh.
So.
Whoa.
This phone is going to just gently maim every able-bodied person on the planet, and then everyone will be equal. It's like it's a Harrison Bergeron for the 21st century. Every single person is
Harrison
going to be equal.
Harrison Bergeron.
It's a short story about a society where everybody's equal because everybody's brought down to an equal level. So the more gifted you are, the more you have to deal with. And the ideal grade in your school is a C because everyone should be equal. Anyway,
blimey,
we're going to make
that sounds like my school.
It's going to be a utopia. It's going to be that all over the world because everybody is going to be disabled. And that means that nobody is special because they're disabled. Everybody's the same.
All right.
If we're all the same, we're all equal.
Look, you had me at them buzzwords, mate. You said social change, something about responsibility, equality. Let's fucking do it. This will be the phone for 2017. We're going to be the most progressive phone in the world. Fuck yeah. And then, like, montage. The phone is a bleeding success. Everyone's buying it. People are getting maimed left, right, and center.
Cut to 5 years later. This is the news. Hello.
Hello. Hello, Chuck.
Apple users of iPhone have taken over the world thanks to their superior bodies and lack of Samsungs.
That's right. They formed their own colony.
They did.
Yeah.
I know, I was there.
They've taken over Canada.
Yeah. As Samsung users ourselves, our presentation skills have gone right down the hole. But, you know, this is the news.
It is.
And it's happening now.
My fibula's gone.
So, yeah. My septum fell off this morning.
Oh, mate, here it is, Chuck. I found that.
Oh, I'll eat that later.
Okay. Nom, nom, nom. Yeah, so, like, what? Apple users? What were you saying?
They've taken over the world.
Oh, here's the producer, yeah?
Hello, Mr. Producer.
Hello, Mr. Producer, what's up?
I wanted to say...
Yes?
You're on 9 to 5.
I wanted to say...
You wanted souffle?
You wanted some pie?
Of course you, Mr. Song.
You're welcome.
Mr. Song.
I think he wants to sing a song.
Oh, okay.
Francisco.
All right. Oh. Suddenly everything goes dark and there's a spotlight on the producer and a microphone comes up in front of him and the music begins to play.
Oh. Samsung. I think things have gone quite wrong. Because you see, there's a hole in my face.
In his face.
And I didn't want there to be.
Ladies don't want him to be or something.
I think my Samsung phone.
He's put his thumb up home.
It's causing me pain.
It's causing him pain. I got that one.
So, I'm out of my own. And I don't want to be again. Oh,
And he carries on singing. This turns into a music video. It's Sad Song for Samsung. It's number one in the charts. And all the people in Apple Land in Canada, they're all looking at this music video and they all cry. And the inner Apple, the inner progressive Apple in them all comes out. And they all whip out saws and start cutting off body parts. And everyone in Canada's sawing off a body part. And until everyone's maimed and the whole world is maimed. And then it zooms out and zooms out, zooms out, and we see the world, the globe, floating in space, and it's sitting in a wheelchair. And see. All right, goodness gracious. All right, fantastic. All right, just enough time for one last segment of this show. That was insane.
Sorry. I'm coming in and going out.
You keep going out and in, DJ Caution.
Sorry.
It's all right. I'll edit this out. All right. It's time for a little something called Advice Corner.
Call my girlfriend sniffing glue. Someone tell me what to do. I bet Chinchilla has the flu. Someone tell me what to do. I get turned on when I hear cows moo. Someone tell me what to do. There's a refugee inside my shoe. Someone tell me what to do.
That's right. It's time for Advice Corner, the portion of the show where we take your problems, Dr. Listney, your problems, and we solve them here in the studio.
That was a nice jingle. Do you like that jingle?
It's a bit long.
Is that a bit long for you, DJ Caution?
A little bit long.
What do you use?
Do you want to hear my jingles?
I was about to ask you, yeah. Do you use jingles on your show?
I make my own jingles up.
Oh, yeah.
I use my ukulele.
Oh, yeah.
Give me a sec. Here we go. Here's one. It is Hammett Jam.
You're the worst.
That was a take where I forgot.
You're the worst. So, Dr. Listney, if you at home ever have any life problems, life issues, dilemmas, everyday things that piss you off, send them to us at help@thelilshow.com. Send them to us to help@thelilshow.com, and we'll solve them here on the show for you. As we've done many times before, we've saved people's lives here on the Lil Show. And
who was that person?
Oh yeah, we'll keep you anonymous. That's what I was going to say. We'll never reveal your name or your email address or anything like that.
Whether we've actually saved your life or not.
Don't worry about that if it's personal, but it doesn't have to be personal. Whatever. So I have an email here from Mr. Jack. No, it's not a Mr. or anything. It's
Mr. Sam Sung.
We'll call him Sam Sung. Yes. They have a problem in their life, Improbable and DJ Caution.
Yes. Hmm.
And they've reached out to me and to us. And basically, I'm going to ask you guys what your advice for this person is. And then we will, once we've received all the advice, we'll role play each of the bits of advice and see which one works best. Okay, guys?
Cool.
So good. We're looking for three bits of advice for this person. Here we go. Hi, guys. Since I've never been good with alcohol, I decided to give it up a couple months ago, which has been going okay, but I'm turning 22 next week and everyone I know wants to go out to a bar or party for my birthday. They don't really understand that I can't be around it. Any cool ideas that don't involve alcohol? Thanks, smiley face.
Drugs.
Okay, straight in with the drugs, Caro. What have you got to suggest here?
Well, I would say take something that's not too obvious. Go for MDMA or go for snow as like, you know.
Powder.
Powder as because it's recently been Christmas, so you stick somehow with the topic, you know. Uh-huh. It's all white and shiny and it's going to leave you in a very... very warm and very friendly, chatty atmosphere for the rest of your 22nd birthday.
And you think that will help them not be tempted by the alcohol around them?
If you do a lot of it, you'll be fine. You just have to keep hydrated.
So your advice is to continue with your friend's advice and go to the bar, go have a party, but just take loads and loads of drugs.
Exactly.
Amazing. Great advice there,
drink
Cara.
Drink water.
And drink, obviously, stay hydrated. Yes. Any more advice? Yes.
I go to laser tag for literally every one of my parties, and it's never, ever let me down.
I have been last year, and I'm going next week for my friend's birthday to Laser Quest, laser tag.
Because it's the best, right? You don't need to drink to enjoy that.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it really, like... You, but that there's a worry there that you grow to. Obviously, you get separated into teams, and like you want to win, and you're literally shooting your friends and enjoying it. It's quite a confusing feeling.
Go at an open time so you and your friends aren't the only people there, and then you all team up against the group of random kids who show up to do laser tag because kids like laser tag, and then you just. Beat them to a pulp. I mean, not an actual pulp, like a lasered pulp, so they're fine, actually. It's fine. It's fine. It's all fine. But you just beat the crap out of those kids, and you feel important, and you bond as a team, and it never, ever lets you down.
So go laser tag and destroy some kids at laser tag.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that advice.
I got a similar one.
Okay, go ahead. That's good.
It's an outdoorsy activity. It's tank paintball. So I discovered this week. This is actually a thing, you know, you can go in a tank and it's got paint cannons.
What?
Yeah, and you can do tank paintball, like a literal big
tanks
tank.
Against tanks.
Yes, tanks against tanks.
You get to drive a tank around?
A real tank?
Yeah. How awesome is that?
Come on, you're kidding me. You're kidding me.
You already win.
it's called Armor Geddon, but armor is in like you're wearing armor.
There's a
what
pun.
Oh yeah, there's a pun.
Oh, and you don't get the little sting where the paintball hits your skin or I'm totally sold on that.
Experience the fun and excitement of driving tanks and other military vehicles over courses set around World War II bombing range. Armageddon is the worldwide home of tank paintball, incorporating chaos paintball and a wide range of activities, including airsoft for individuals, groups, corporate team building days, and private parties. That would be you, anonymous listener. Our most popular activity is the tank paintball battle. All the fun of paintball, but with you at the controls of an FV-432 tanks. Tanks, cannons, mud, and guns. What more could you want from a day out? It should say all the fun of war. Really, is
but
what they are
dying,
selling.
You just cover shit in paint. Yeah. That's amazing.
That is hardcore shiz. Yours and Steven's, both very podcastable suggestions, may I say. Alex, what are you saying? Wait, who's Alex?
I don't know.
Wait, where's Alex? Alex isn't here. Luke, I meant. Luke?
Yeah.
It's not your turn to talk. DJ Caution, hello. Any ideas?
Yeah, I was either going to go for barbecue on a boat or I think what you could do is you could Skype yourself instead. So you're still at the party, but you've not got temptation by the drink. You could just be like an image on a Samsung phone.
Skype yourself
to the
party.
Seeing as we've said Samsung so often tonight, not necessarily in a good light, but I think I'll keep it going. Samsung phone, Mr. Samsung. You can have your face like at the party still having a good time and that, but you're just you're tempted by temptation or drink. And you get to go to bed early.
I went to karaoke the other day with my mates John, Ben and Sam.
On Skype?
And John sung Like a Virgin.
I see, where this is going,
Ben sung a ghost town and by the Specials.
And Sam had lost his voice.
Sam left, yeah, Sam, yeah, Sam left by then.
Yeah, it's all that's going, you see?
All right, that's wonderful. Four bits of advice there. Stephen and Utku, your advices were quite similar, so we'll conflate the two, seeing as it's going out to some sort of competition-based shooting event. And we'll go with the tanks, I think. We'll conflate your ideas. We'll go with the tank war paintball stuff. So this is the portion of the time where we role play our advice and see which works best. And you said Skype the party, but you also said something about barbecue on a boat.
Yeah, I thought you could have a barbecue on a boat.
I like that one.
Yeah.
What's any more details on that?
No, you just get a boat and you put barbecue
on it. Okay, cool. Well, let's start with Caro's advice. So if Caro, you'll take the role of our anonymous listener, and if you'd like to lead the way, and let's see how your birthday goes.
All right, I've never done that before, but all right, how do I do that? Oh my God, I can't feel my mouth anymore. Hey. Patrick, hey. How'd you do, Patrick?
Hey,
Patrick. Hey, I can't feel my mouth. Is my tongue hanging out?
Yeah, it's all green.
Oh, is that normal?
You should drink something.
Oh, yeah.
Here, have a beer.
I'm really thirsty. Hold on. Oh, that's a mess. Oh, dear. Oh, I'm so... Oh, you're so beautiful. Oh, my God, you're so beautiful. I'm just gonna touch you.
No, thank you.
Oh, I had never noticed how beautiful you are. Do you want to kiss me?
My friend is waiting for me just over.
Who's your friend?
I'm gonna go make one.
Okay. Oh, police!
The building is surrounded!
Oh, no.
Come out with the snow in your hands.
Oh, maybe they want to share. Oh, I make so many friends today. Oh, my God, I'm going to make so many friends today.
This is the police.
Caro, is that drugs in your hand?
Oh, yeah, do you want some?
No, I don't. I can't believe you take drugs, Caro. Police, she's over here. She's over here, police.
Here we come.
Oh, my God, I've been friends with her for 16 years, but I want you to take her away.
Stacy, have I ever told you that you're the most beautiful girl I've ever seen?
I already know that, Caro.
I still want to be like you.
Well, you'll never be.
You
got to drink vodka and cranberry juice if you want to be like me.
Stacey, if you're going to pour vodka on your face, I'm going to lick it off your face.
That's all very interesting, but you're under arrest.
Oh, thank God for that. Actually,
young lady.
Officer, before you take her, maybe just let her lick my face once.
All right, just once.
Yes. No, take it.
All right, Stacey, just pour it over.
It's there. And advice. All right, great stuff. Okay,
Work out very well,
arrested.
Did it?
She looked like she had a good night, though.
She did end up drinking anyway.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, yes.
Oh,
and
dear.
That breaks the point of the question. Bad Caro.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, next advice.
Did not learn from my past.
Tank paintball. So you're inviting all your friends to tank paintball.
Yeah, so guys, thank you so much for coming. So
yeah, it's all right.
I'm so excited.
This is going to be amazing. Like, I've been looking forward to this so much. You won't realize that you aren't drunk because it's going to be so much fun. We'll be high on adrenaline, you know? So,
yeah?
Yeah.
It looks a bit intense here, man.
It is very intense.
There's a lot of tanks and stuff. Not sure about them.
How do I point the gun?
Everybody get down!
Oh!
Whoa!
Oh my God,
how often is that going to happen?
It's like a tin of
all jewels. All the time, that's the fun of it.
Okay, so what are we in for?
Tank,
what
guys.
Do we
let's
do?
Let's
cool. We all just get in a tank?
Yeah.
All right, what, this one?
Wow, it's really hot and sweaty in here.
Yeah,
it's like, there's not as much room as I imagined.
And there's just like the slit, but that's the fun of it. You don't see around that much, so you know.
Okay.
Gosh, it's intimate.
So I guess... we all have to. What? There's so many different positions in here. So one of us has to take control. One of us takes the gun.
So now you take
navigator.
The cannon. What's you take the machine gun. The machine paint gun.
Machine paint gun.
Okay,
right,
I've got the cannon.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do I do? What do I do?
You drive the tank.
Woohoo!
And you
can navigate.
Yeah.
I don't think that I'm legally allowed to drive this vehicle.
You can drive
I'm
a tank at any
age. Anyway.
What are you gonna do?
I'll watch.
But it's your birthday.
Oh, it looks like it's starting at 2. You're the commander. Yes. Give us our orders.
So, Kara, drive fast.
Driving. Oh, where's the accelerator? Oh no, that's the brake. Oh, no, that's
it's
the reverse.
It's that one, Kara.
There's a kid behind us.
Now I've got paint all over myself.
They're boarding the tank, guys. Why are you not fighting?
All those 5-year-olds. I hate kids. Shoot them.
Oh, no,
my nose.
I don't know. It's going to be my face.
And advice. All right. It looks like you put your friends through quite a lot of stress there, Itsuku.
Yeah, that didn't go as fun as I thought it would.
War is not a nice environment to celebrate a birthday.
Not really, no.
Have you ever seen anyone in the trenches in World War One that is going, "Oh, I'm glad I'm here on my birthday"? No, they wish they were home.
Yes.
With a brandy. That's what they drank in World War One. All right, well, but nice try. It had potential for fun. I guess it was just depends on your friends, what your friends are like. So lastly, we got DJ Caution's advice.
Skype barbecue boat party.
Okay, so you push your mates off on a boat and you just Skype them.
Basically, yes.
Okay. All right, so what? Where do you want this to begin? On the bank? On the riverbank?
Yeah, on the bank.
Okay, right. We're all on the riverbank. So, oh, happy birthday!
Yay! Brrr, it's really cold!
Champagne. It's all right. Champagne.
Happy birthday, Eddie.
Give it over there. Look, right. Okay, guys. Get on this boat. I'll blow up.
Thanks for inviting us on the boat in December.
Has anyone else got the other oar?
You'll be all right. No, just give you one oar. It's fine.
Either oar is fine.
And here's the barbecue.
Amazing. Nice.
Oh, wait, a barbecue on an inflatable boat.
It's a disposable barbecue.
It's fine.
And a disposable boat.
Look, I trust you. You've been a DJ for years. Yep. You know about events.
Right. I'm just going to kick you off.
Wait, you're not coming?
Don't kick up.
I'm going to ring you on my Skype.
Okay, all right.
With your Samsung phone.
Yeah.
I got a Samsung phone too.
Is that Kara? You're a bit cold, are you?
Yeah, I really am.
Come huddle over here by the barbecue. I'm going to get it switched on.
I can't get a bloody signal.
There we go, guys. Well, happy birthday, DJ Caution, I guess.
Happy birthday. Cheers. We invited a special guest.
Guys, I can't get a signal.
Oh, my phone's turned off. Sorry, mate.
What the hell?
I'll just turn it on. Boop, 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 boop. Samsung Galaxy.
So we invited a special guest for you. Invited a special guest for you, DJ.
Oh, yeah, where is he?
Well, it's the guy who survived the Samsung explosion. He's going to sing a Happy Birthday song for you.
Yeah, he's here on the boat.
I'm so cold, by the way.
I can't believe he didn't see that guy in such a small boat.
Ring me other phone. My first one blew up. there we go. Hello, here he is, guys.
Yay!
Oh, nice.
We got the barbecue on. And look who's here.
I'm so thrilled to be here. My favorite.
Wait, my phone's getting really hot, guys.
It's the barbecue.
Oh, it's just the barbecue.
It's
not my phone.
It's not. Don't worry.
I'm not near the barbecue.
And there's a big mushroom cloud in the middle of the Thames. And the boat blows up.
It's a bit of plastic.
Happy birthday to you.
And everyone joined in.
And advice.
That was a good birthday
party. That
was
the good one, I think.
Went out with a bang.
Yeah, with a bang. Yeah. Proper firework.
Birthday boy survived.
Just...
He got to the birthday song. We didn't get a birthday song in either of the other ones.
No.
Exactly.
So as long as you don't get like Samsung phones with you, it should be fine.
Are so hot on the button with this Samsung stuff, aren't we? We're so topical.
We should get them to actually put some money towards the show.
Yes.
Promoting
the advertising.
Exactly.
All right, guys, that's about it, guys. I hope
I hope
you had fun.
Yay.
Yeah.
Me too.
So sincere.
So Samsung.
Guys, Improbable, thank you so much for joining us. Where can people find you online? Where would you direct our listener?
You can find us on Facebook/Improbable and also improbable.org. We have shows every month and we do classes. Our current ones are full up, but there are some new ones starting in March. Look out.
DJ Caution, any plugs, DJ Caution?
Yes, listen to my show on Thursday 6:30 on K2K.
Just not this week.
Not this week, that was yesterday. Okay. And I'll be doing my 80s ham jam where I will have songs like this. It's George Michael, even though this was 90s, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'll play his earlier stuff.
Okay.
I want your sex.
Thanks. All right. Luke, before we go, we got to discuss the Patreon page.
Oh, yeah.
So the Lil Show has set up a Patreon page.
Uh-huh.
What that means is that we ask for very small contribution from you, Dr. Listney. Basically, from as little as $1 a month, an episode.
Dollar.
Yeah, it's an American website. But if you give $1 an episode, which is a very small amount, especially after converting it to English, you get some bonus content from us.
Ooh.
We're going to start producing some exclusive bonus content.
Are we? This is the first I've heard about it.
Yes, we are. No, I told you all about this, Luke.
Okay.
You can get on the show. You can have an influence on how the show goes. We'll take your suggestions and you'll have first priority in suggestion giving. If you donate $5 an episode, we'll make up a song for you. If you donate $10
every
an episode,
maybe
if you give $10 an episode, we'll do a video, we'll do a music video for you
every episode.
and oh my god, there's plenty more. If you go to patreon.com and search for the Lil Show there, you'll find our page, and there's all the perks there. And this is the hot bit. This is the good bit. All right? You can become more than a doctor. All right? Dr. Listney, I'm turning the music off for this bit. Look. You're already Dr. Listney. That's who you are. I hope you've come to terms with that. But there's more for you. For just $1 a month, you can be Professor Listney. For $5 a month, you get promoted to Dean Listney. $10 a month, Chancellor Listney. This could all be yours. $20 a month, President Listney. $50 a month, you're insane, but you're also Overlord Listney. And there are so many goddamn perks. And every time I've said a month, I mean an episode. So just edit that in your mind for me. And that's all of our plugs. Follow us at Twitter, at The Lil Show, on Facebook, /The Lil Show. And that's about it. Luke, have you had a good show?
Yeah.
Would you have anything else to say?
Do we have some gigs coming up?
Okay, yes. 3rd of February, live Lil Show party. On the 3rd of February is the Lil Show's second birthday. We're doing a big live show at the London Improv Theatre. Go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/The Lil Show, or our Twitter to find out more about that. I'll be plugging the hell out of that.
And in the meantime, you can catch Panic Attack.
Yeah.
When are we? 18th, was it? We've definitely got one on the 25th. Hoxton, I think. I can't remember where.
Oh, I don't want to go to Hoxton.
Why not?
I do, it's fine.
Okay, we'll be there.
Okay, go follow us at Panicky Tack. That's the Lil Show's house band, Panicky Tack. Follow us on Twitter for more info on our gigs.
Yeah.
But also, by the time this podcast has dropped, we've probably done all them already.
Oh, will we? Okay. Screw you, past listeners.
Anything else, Luke?
No.
All right, we love you. Please be good. Listen to George Michael. That's my advice to you this week. Just go back and listen to all his music.
Because I'm on as a guest next week.
Okay.
Next week he's on as a guest.
I've got some.
I booked him last week.
I've got some.
The week before last.
I've got some big news for you.
Last year.
Okay, I've got some news for you.
Not George Michael. What's his name? George, the other one. Michael George.
Oh, well, that's hardly.
You know, it used to be in Wham.
Take care, listeners.
Andrew Ridgely.
Lil Show out. Peace.
listening to
K2K Radio.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.